This is Dr. Olivero dictating on August the 5th of 2024. First patient is Rebecca Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. First name R-E-B-E-C-C-A. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old a female patient of Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, who has been referred to the office because of the presence of proteinuria in the background of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and obesity. She has a kidney function, which the serum creatinine is 0.87, the BUN is 19, the BUN creatinine ratio is 22, sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 is within normal limits. The patient has been taking Jardiance 25 milligrams every day, and the proteinuria continues to decrease, has been 588 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And the patient is feeling better. We are going to continue with the same approach in terms of the proteinuria. If it remains high, despite the fact that she has controlled the diabetes, we will add a non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor. Following number, type 2 diabetes, that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.9. The patient has lost more weight, is down to 248 pounds. However, the BMI continues to be elevated. Following number, the patient has evidence of hyperuricemia. During the past visit, the uric acid was 9.4. We decided to put her on allopurinol. She has been taking 150 milligrams. Because she says that she developed aches and pains in different parts of the body when he was taking 300 milligrams of allopurinol, and probably that confirms the diagnosis that the patient has a very important component with this hyperuricemia. She was recommended to increase the allopurinol to 300, and we are going to get a better reading. This time the reading went down to 6.1. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is under control. Cholesterol is 185, HDL 54, LDL 95, and the triglycerides are 210. Following number, hypertension, that is under control, 110 over 70. We are going to just motivate the patient to lose weight as much as possible. She is going to have a surgery in the shoulder coming up next week. Following number, the patient has hypercalcemia and has been, in two separate occasions, has been elevated with the calcium of 10.7 and 10.9 milligrams per deciliter. In that case, I'm going to order the PTH phosphorus and ionized calcium. The patient does not have any evidence of anemia. The hemoglobin is 14.5, hematocrit 43.7. We are going to continue a close follow-up in this case, and we're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spend 12 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.